Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be a billionaire so freaking bad to buy all of the things that I've never had. I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, standing next to the diamond in OG. Yeah. 'Cause every time I close my eyes, that 1% is on my mind. Whoa, a different city every night. Oh my, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm an OG billionaire.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the amazing Mahogany with her entry for the OG Organogold competition at the New Orleans convention on the long weekend coming up. Everybody vote for Mahogany. It's who wins the most votes that's going to win. Everyone, welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a difference in the world. And we're going to explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, mental, relationships, spiritual, physical, disabilities, and many, many more important topics. So far, our broadcast team consists of Michael Collins. He's the author of Ushering in the Golden Age and a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. Taylor Tagg, he's the author of Enrich Your Sunrise. He's out of Tennessee, also a Napoleon Hill certified instructor. Ray Stendahl, also a Napoleon Hill instructor. Ray spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia earlier this year with myself. And Dave Yablecki out of British Columbia, he provides entertainment for casinos, colleges, universities, and trade shows. And my friend Tracy Montgomery from Calgary, Alberta, she's an author of ebooks on dating and relationships that have generated close to 20,000 downloads so far. My name is Tom Tuttle Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor and regular contributor to their weekly newsletter. And I also recently spoke at the 2012 Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since age 5. That's 44 years now. And I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced and been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1" due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. And I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that is the official and only media partner of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me at my website. It's Tom, the number 2, and Tall, TALL.com. And as you heard earlier from that great recording, our guest today is named Mahogany, and she released her first independent album, My Life, My Story, under the independent production company Beat Hutler's Productions in 2006. That was after deciding to take a different road on what type of music she wanted to leave as a legacy, and dedicated a song to her mother entitled I Miss Her. Although this was her first album, her musical journey began long before this. She grew up in a household with her own musical icons, her father, mother, and siblings, who started her lifelong passion of singing, writing, and performing. She calls the stage her home and says, "Music is our soul." When born and raised in the small town of Somerton, North South Carolina, has always kept Mahogany grounded and has been inspirational in her music endeavors. As an adult, she was drawn to the beautiful city of Seaport, Savannah, Georgia. And this environment became Mahogany's second home, where she quickly began singing and traveling with local bands, appearing locally in annual festivals and art shows, where she opened for artists such as Glenn Jones, Tony Terry, Sherelle, Keisha Jackson, who is the daughter of Millie Jackson, Michael Speaks, Michael Sterling, Mary Davis, and the SOS Band. She's also appeared live on the Tom Joyner Sky Show, and she also had the amazing experience of working closely with White House AIDS Advisory Council, HIV activist BET Wrap It Up, spoken word artist, and motivational speaker Denise Stokes. There's a lot more about Mahogany, and you'll be hearing her sing live in New Orleans at the Organo Gold Convention this coming long weekend. Welcome to the show today, Mahogany. How are you?
I am amazing.
Are you going to be nervous singing that song in front of however many people, tens of thousands probably of people that are going to be listening to that song as you sing it?
You know what? I always get butterflies before I perform.
Yeah.
You know, a little nerves, but I'm sure that the energy that's going to be in that room is going to be crazy. So the nerves will go out the window.
I went to the Florida convention a few years ago, and you're right, it is crazy. There's a lot of people there, and they're all super excited and pumped up. So that's going to get you going.
Yes, definitely.
Now, Mahogany, I always start my show by asking people when they first read Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and who suggested it to them as well, because those can often be important people in our lives. And as I mentioned earlier, when I asked Andrea Blackley and LG Young and Tyrone McDaniel, all from OG, big superstars in OG, when they first read it and who suggested it, and it was Holton Buggs, Vice President of Sales, who was the one who insisted they read it. So you know that Organo Gold stands behind their amazing partnership with Napoleon Hill Foundation. So when did you first read it, and who was the person who cared enough about you to suggest you read it?
The person that cared enough about me is our upline, Emerald, Martha Cooper Hudson, out of Beaufort, South Carolina. Martha Cooper Hudson?
Yeah?
Yes, she is our Ruby Going Emerald.
Wow.
She introduced my sister to OG, and my sister, of course, introduced me, but she is the inspiring young lady that introduced me to Think and Grow Rich and a lot of other personal development that I know.
Wow. Exactly. And so this is part of being part of Organo Gold, isn't it? Is they are very committed to personal development and having a positive attitude. Tell me about some of the books you've read and some of the things you've learned from some of these great personal development books.
One of my favorites now, and this is the newest to my collection, is David M. Onetier's Believe, Conceive, Achieve.
Yes.
His audio
He has an audio?
Quite amazing. Yes.
He has an audio? I have to get that.
Yes, he does. It is so amazing. But aside from David, the 21 Irrefutable Laws, John C. Maxwell, Some Ways to Uncommon Success, Pastor Mike Murdoch, that I can just think of, you know, off the top of my head.
Those are some amazing books.
Secret.
John Maxwell is amazing.
Yes, of course, The Secret. Yes, and Death and Think and Grow Rich. These are all in my immediate iPod, which I have with me at all times. So.
And it's important, isn't it, for Organo
Gold really
distributors or anybody to constantly fill their mind with those positive thoughts, because network marketing is not an easy business. It's easy to do, but it's not easy to keep it up and maintain it. Day after day, rejection after rejection, all those different things that happen. So now you and your husband, you both decided to become a part of Organo Gold some time back. Tell me a little bit about the discussions the two of you had and what made you decide to become a part of Organo Gold, and maybe even if you've been in other companies. Just tell people, our listeners, a little bit about your journey and your decision-making process and how you decided, both you and your husband, to become a part of this amazing Organo Gold movement.
Honestly, there wasn't a long discussion. My sister, Cynthia Stewart, who is also out of South Carolina, St. Helena. Hello, because I know she's listening.
Yeah.
She introduced us to OrganoGold, and it wasn't a long discussion. This was an evening. We went to a presentation with her over to our Ruby Going Emerald, Martha Cooper Hudson's estate, and it was a decision we made right there because we saw that it made sense. My husband is a stroke survivor, so
wow.
After that, we've always paid attention to what we eat,
yep.
You know, what we put in our bodies, and this product just seemed amazing, and we made the decision that very same night to go ahead and do it because it just made
wow.
sense. It was nothing to really think about, no discussion.
Wow. And so when
yeah.
your husband, and I don't think you're very old, but when your husband has a stroke, it really forces you to think about income, how you might
yeah.
have income when you're ill or when you're sick or if you have to be hospitalized. And so what a great opportunity for someone who's a stroke survivor to look at a business that perhaps someday that would be full-time income, and he wouldn't ever have to worry about health challenges, anything like that, cutting off his income. What a great opportunity, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, when you were both there, was your husband nudging you, like, yeah, this is it? Or you both knew that, wow, this is the opportunity that's been dropped in our lap. We both have to do it. There wasn't one
yeah.
talking the other into it. You both were
right.
on the same page, right?
Exactly. We were both on the same page.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how Napoleon Hill wrote in the about masterminds that the best mastermind group, if you can possibly do it, is to have husband and wife involved in the same mastermind group. And many husbands and wives probably couldn't do that. Maybe one more business-oriented than another, various
right.
reasons. But is it amazing for you to be able to work as a mastermind group with your husband on the same business?
It is amazing, and my husband had actually led Think and Grow Rich long before I ever did, long before we met. And actually, when we made the decision to partner with OG, we didn't know about the Napoleon Hill collaboration. That you know particular night, we didn't know about that yet.
Wow!
So
he must have been impressed. Yeah, he must have been impressed.
Oh yes, he was. He was definitely impressed. Yes.
Now you have an inspirational OG story, and we all need to hear inspirational stories. So tell us a little bit about your OG story and your inspirational story.
Okay. Well, that very same night that we decided to become OrganoGold distributors,
mm-hmm.
I'm somewhat of a graphic designer, you know, website designer, and
yeah.
never before in my life had I thought of having my own cafe or my husband, you know, our own coffee house. But that
yeah.
very same night, I went home and I built a website for our cafe because I said to my husband, well, now we're coffee, organic coffee distributors, we're going to have a cafe. So what
wow.
I did, I went online for the right picture that I had in my mind, and I found this coffee house in Italy, and it had all these bright colors. It was red, orange, green, all on the walls and everything. And so I used that picture for our website. And every day I would go look at this cafe that we're gonna have. It was the Melodic Latte Cafe. That's what I chose to call the business, the Melodic Latte Cafe. So
right.
6 months to that very day that I built that website, we actually opened up the Melodic Latte Cafe. And
wow.
the best part about that was the space that we found already had the red, yellow, and green walls. We didn't even
Whoa.
Have to paint.
Whoa.
They were
Come
already
on.
There. Yes, exactly.
I think God opened that door for you there.
Yes, yes. He most certainly did. And just from that, the community really loved the space. We ended up being on the front cover of the Beaufort Gazette.
Front cover, not just front cover of a section, the front cover of the whole darn thing? Wow.
The front cover, exactly. So that in itself was amazing. And another part to this story is this earlier part of this year, my husband had hurt his ankle. So we thought it was, swollen or something. And so he went by about like 5 days, you know, never really did anything, just kind of hopped around on it. So like on the sixth day, I said, you know what, we've got to go to the emergency room. So we ended up going to the emergency room. And his pressure was, it was some really, really high number. They were like, how are you even walking around? Like, you really should be dead. This is what the doctor, so we ended up going into intensive care that very night.
Wow.
Because of it. They didn't even pay any attention to the ankle at that point. They rushed us into ICU. So the next morning, I couldn't spend the night, so I went back the next morning. And what had happened was there was a blood clot on his ankle. And so the doctor said, well, and they were saying that his blood was this really strange color.
Oh.
And so we were like, well, we don't really know what's going on. And so the doctor said, well, what are you taking? What medication are you taking? And, you know, what are you doing? And my husband said, the only thing I do is I drink my coffee, and my husband takes the mycelium, our nutraceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so after we told them that, then they found something to bring his pressure down. But what the doctor said was the Ganoderma had coated the blood clot so that the blood cells did not stick.
Wow.
Which is why he was still walking around
alive.
Yes.
Holy smokes. I've had a blood clot after a knee replacement surgery, and it's a horrible thing. It can have really severe side effects like killing you.
Exactly.
Sounds like your husband's a little bit stubborn, waiting 5 days before you had to drag his butt down there. Just like a man, he won't go.
Yes, exactly. But those are our testimonies. And
wow.
Just simply amazing, both of them. But of course, this last testimony really, really touched my heart because my husband is still alive because of our product. And I will tell anybody that. I will share that with anybody.
Exactly. And Mahogany, I've talked to like over probably 300,000 people on the phone last 25 years. And in your voice, I can hear you really love your husband. When you talk about him,
it
sounds really, really... I can really tell when you talk about him that you have a great relationship, and that's amazing to be in business together, mastermind partners together, in a business that basically saved his life.
Yes, yes, definitely. Thank you, and I appreciate that.
And how is a cafe, how is that Melodic Latte Cafe? Because my wife and I sometimes talk about, you know, I would love something like that. You're just talking to great people all day and serving people. It just would be a great idea, I think.
It was a fabulous idea. That was in Beaufort. We have now relocated to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So we're actually looking to open up here in Atlanta.
And maybe get a front page spot in the newspaper there, too.
Of course. Anything is possible.
Now tell me about, you started this Responsible Artistry campaign, a magazine and a cafe. Tell me a little bit about that, because that's a fairly interesting project you're working on.
Right. The Responsible Artistry campaign started unofficially back in 2006. My mother passed away in 2005 and never had the opportunity to hear an album completed by me.
Oh.
And so my husband is my music producer. And so I said to my husband, you know what, from this point on, I really want to focus on my lyrical content because it needs to be something that my mother will be proud of.
Yes.
You know, something that she could have called her girlfriends over, and listen to my daughter. You know, this is her new album.
Right.
So that's how it got started. That was the beginning.
And you wrote a song
from that
for
point
her.
On, say again?
You wrote a song for your mom.
Yes. I miss her.
That would be a beautiful sentiment and a great song for your mom.
Yes.
So what does it do? What is the purpose or idea behind the Responsible Artistry campaign?
The purpose of the Responsible Artistry campaign is for us, ourselves, my husband and I, to be responsible artists and also to put a spotlight on other artists that do the same thing. People that use their art, their talent, their craft, their business, their product, whatever it is, to enhance and save lives, either in your local community or worldwide. Those are the people who we feature in our magazine. Those are the people that we, you know, share on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. Those are the things that we focus on.
Wow. And where can people find that magazine? Is it a digital publication?
Yes. It's responsibleartistry.com. And actually our official hard copy will hopefully be out by December or January.
Wow, very cool. Digital and print copy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yes.
And so Responsible Artistry, ArtistryA.com.
Yes.
Excellent. How does that, the Responsible Artistry campaign, how does it work together with your Health and Wealth in a Cup Organo Gold business?
Well, if you think about it, okay, our mission is to be responsible. Our mission is to enhance and save lives and to focus on people who do that. That's what Organo Gold is all about, bringing the treasures of the earth to the people of the world. That's more responsible than I can put into words. You know, enhancing and saving lives, that's what our product does.
Yep, exactly. And
so
if combine the
it's
two.
It's a perfect marriage.
Yeah, exactly. And then also helping promote other artists as well, which is a great thing as well, because we know there's some great artists out there doing some really positive things, not just for their pocketbook, but for the world and for other people as well.
Exactly.
Now, tell me, Mahogany, when I was in Malaysia, I was speaking to Dr. J.B. Hill. He's the grandson of Napoleon Hill. He's going to be speaking. He speaks at every Organo Gold convention. And he was telling me.
I got a picture with him.
You do? Nice.
No, my sister did. My sister got a picture with Dr. Hill, yes.
You're going to get one in New Orleans, but there's going to be 1,000 people trying to do the same thing.
I know.
And he was talking about how much he admires Organo Gold. And two reasons he said. One is that when you sign up a distributor, the upline are committed, taught, trained, insisted that they work one-on-one with their distributors. And he said he's been exposed and heard of other network marketing companies, but never one where the upline is so committed to helping their people, committed and dedicated and basically instructed to do that, and how, of course, it helps build their business. And then the other one was he really loved the fact, like, for instance, Amway, a lot of the times their top distributors made a lot of money selling CDs and books and different materials to their downline. And he loves the fact that an Organo Gold is totally committed to their Napoleon Hill Foundation partnership. They don't sell other personal development books by other authors.
Right.
They only work with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So tell me a little bit about your upline, who's signed you up, and Rumi, what is it, Ruby Going Emerald, which is an amazing accomplishment. And you mentioned she has an estate. You said you went to her estate. That sounds hot.
Yes, she does, and it is awesome. It is phenomenal. Her house is just gorgeous. It's just gorgeous.
So
she calls it the Hudson Pound.
Now, how has she worked directly with you? Because I imagine once you get up to those ranks, you have a lot of people to work with and to mentor and to coach. How has her help been invaluable to you and your husband in the business?
Well, it really helped also that we didn't live far from her. But she made herself available. You know, if it was, if I would text her and ask her a question, she would respond back, phone call, even personal one-on-ones. You know, she would work with us. So she was very, very accessible and inspiring. Just as a woman, she was inspiring to me because she really is a pit bull in heels. She loves her family. You know, she will do anything for them. And she goes hard. You know, like Vass Grant says, 150 miles per hour. that's what she does.
She sounds like she's found her purpose.
Yes, definitely.
When you have found your definite purpose and your passion, it doesn't seem like work. You can work all day
and be
rested at the end of the day because you love it and you're passionate about it. And I can imagine it's hard to keep in touch with, personally in touch when you have that many downline distributors. So to make herself accessible like that really shows a commitment to the business, but also she must have a real passion and purpose for it because you don't make yourself accessible at all times. So
yes,
what a great example to have for yourself.
Definitely.
So what OrganoGold product is your favorite?
My favorite would be the mocha and the latte.
Ah, the latte. Yeah. I have never had a cup of coffee in my life, but I drink the organic green tea. I love that green tea.
Okay. I love the green tea as well. I put a little raspberry flavor in it.
Oh. How do you get the raspberry flavor in it? Just flavoring?
Just flavoring.
Wow, that could add a new
regular,
taste to my green tea.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Really, really good.
Now, you said your sister got in the business as well. She's the one who introduced you to it, was it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Nice sister.
Cynthia Stewart.
Very nice of her. Now, sometimes when people approach family members, they often will get a skeptical response. this is another thing you're in, or what's this? You were very open-minded, I guess, when she invited you.
Oh, definitely. And I guess the great thing about my family is we've always been entrepreneurs. My mother, was a hairstylist all of my life. She was also a seamstress. She made clothes. She made silk lingerie. She made bedding. On a sewing machine. And this is what she did. I always saw her work for herself, and my sister was the same way. She's been a hairstylist all of my life. She's never worked for anybody else.
Nice. Good feeling.
So when she, came to me and said, okay, I have this opportunity I want you guys to look at, it was never a doubt in my mind that I would say, no, or, I'll think about it. No. I knew that it was something worth looking at.
Now, as a hairstylist, that must be a great opportunity to have prospects sitting in your seat for like 20 minutes, half an hour, all day. And it's only natural
exactly
to offer them a coffee.
She's retired from being a hairstylist now, and she's a full-time OG diamond diva.
Wow, full-time diamond.
Yes.
Very cool. Very
full-time.
Cool. So no more serving coffee at the hair salon. Wow. How long did it take her to get to the full-time status?
She retired, this was just a few months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
A few months ago. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did she find, and how do you also, how do you and your sister find leads? Is it mostly friends and family, or are there some groups or organizations you work with? Because I think for OG distributors, that's probably, or any network marketing, probably one of the biggest challenges is where to find leads.
Well, you know what? Because I'm such an internet person, and because of my music, I've always been able to reach people, you know, virtually all over the world.
Right.
I, you know, reach out to people online via Facebook, via Twitter. My sister doesn't mind talking to anybody, and she knows so many people. We never just focused on our area or, you know, the immediate people that we knew.
And that's
like
a good thing, right?
Yeah, definitely. She travels. She's on the road, you know, the majority of the time now, helping people in her business and, you know, going to new areas and you know, finding new, you know, people to introduce, you know, a healthy coffee to. So it's really getting out of your comfort zone and getting out of your box and not being able to have a conversation with somebody and you know, let them know what you do and what you have.
Exactly. And isn't that a bit of a challenge? You can imagine that a lot of people get into organogold and network marketing who really have had no business experience, business ownership experience. And so I would think, as you said, you have to get out of your comfort zone. You have to get used to talking to people. You have to get used to hearing the word no, probably more than once. And then I love what you said, like your sister, because of her business, she had a lot of contacts outside of friends and family. And then yourself as well with online and internet. I know in my case, the last 10 to 12 people that signed up for my business found me totally online. I never have met them in person, and they're all over North America. And so that is another way to find people, right? Reach out to people on your Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. And the more you write, if I have a blog, I write about Napoleon Hill a lot, which I'm passionate about, so it's no harm for me to write it. I love it. And people find it. People are Napoleon Hill fans around the world.
Right.
They find my website, and in every page of my website, I have an ad for Organo Gold. And so when you take those two things, as you said, get out of your comfort zone, go talk to people outside of your friends and family, and you know, just be willing to open up and tell people what you've got going, even just handing people a sample. Pretty easy. You go to the bank, you have a coffee sample in your pocket, a coffee sample and a business card. Most tellers I go to have a cup of coffee right at their desk there. So, you know, I've offered coffee to tellers, to retail store clerks, to anyone. Everybody drinks coffee.
Exactly. Exactly.
What about your husband? Is he entrepreneur? Does he have any challenges approaching people or talking to people about the business?
Oh, no.
It has saved his life. I guess you can't
to
keep him quiet.
Anybody. It's in his blood.
If I found a product that saved my life, or, for instance, I took a lot of crappy products when I was young because my parents, anything that people were selling that could help arthritis, they'd say, well, yeah, sure, try it. And so I tried a lot of products. If I ever found one that cured my arthritis or helped with the pain or saved your husband's life like yours, I bet I couldn't stop talking about it.
Exactly.
You know, you're just grateful to be alive, and you know what kept you alive. Boy, I'd be telling a lot of people.
Definitely.
Now, did your sister enjoy that traveling? Because, man, I think of, you know, people that, Andrea Blackley for one, LG Young, they do a lot of traveling to promote their business. And
she loves it.
She loves it?
She loves it.
What a great lifestyle. So she hasn't replaced being, she doesn't miss being at home every night and the old lifestyle of, you know, just know when you're working and when you're at home. She loves meeting new people and yourself as well, traveling around.
That's freedom.
Freedom, exactly. You don't have to do it on any schedule other than your own.
Exactly.
And that's a cool thing. So now in New Orleans, they're going to have, is it a morning to start the weekend where there's going to be all you amazing singers competing?
Yes.
Or is it going to be whoever
actually
gets the most votes before? 2 days?
I think, I know that Friday when the parade, we're going to do a sound check. I'm not sure if we're going to be asked to perform that day. But I think that Sunday and that Monday we'll be asked to perform.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And then it's however many people get the most votes, I guess, is it?
Right. The crowd will choose the winner.
And the crowd will be loud.
Right.
And big.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
You are going to have a blast. I know when I was in Florida for their convention a few years ago, met some amazing people. You're going to get to hang out with the Napoleon Hill Foundation people. And huge. The only thing I found is the crowds are huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm five foot one.
They're very lively.
They're lively. But in crowds, yeah. At 5 foot one, I'm staring at most people's backs half the day. So get there early and get up front where you're not staring at too
yes,
many backs.
I know.
Now, have you met yourself and some of the OG leadership, Holton Bugs or my friend Shane Morand, any of those big wigs there?
Do I have a picture with Shane? No, my sister has a picture with Shane and with Holton. I have a picture with Sam Bean. I have a picture with a couple of pictures with David, a couple of pictures with Bass. Bass actually came to our cafe, sat down
wow.
and had some coffee. Yeah.
I've heard people say some amazing things about David Imanite. Amazing things.
Yes, he really is an amazing person and an amazing speaker.
Yes.
I love hearing him and Bass. They're definitely two of my favorites.
Andrea Blackley puts a lot of
I have a picture with her.
Credit. Oh, you do? She gives a lot of
yes,
credit
I
to
definitely
David.
Have, I have a couple of pictures with her. With
Stormy. She's an amazing lady. Stormy, wow.
I'll really meet Stormy, yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow. You got to hang out with some of the big wigs.
Yes. I've got a nice little catalog going.
I was speaking of Shane Morand yesterday on another interview I did. The person was saying that enthusiasm is one of the greatest success principles, Napoleon Hill's success principles. He thought enthusiasm was one of the most important, and I had said that the person I know who is the most enthusiastic at any time is Shane Morand. I've been a friend of his since over 25 years, since we're in our early 20s. I've seen him sell
wow.
many different things, and I've seen him working for a few companies. And whatever he is selling at the moment, he is the most enthusiastic person about that product. Like, it would be hard to say no to Shane Morand. He's so positive and so enthusiastic about his product. It just rubs off on people. And so extremely enthusiastic. I love Shane and what he's done with the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And as a leader of a company, you can't get a better person than that. Because I know that no matter how high he rises, and in direct selling news recently, it was $6 million a year estimated income from Mr. Morand, that he is the exact same person with $6 million a year as he was with less than that. Just a very, very genuine, great person. His wife is an amazing person. And every Sunday, he's with his family playing coochie-coo on the ground with his granddaughters and grandsons. And so just a tremendous guy with a ton of enthusiasm. So great leadership for OrganoGold. And when is the convention? It's a long weekend. Is it Labor Day long weekend?
Yes. That Friday through that Monday. What are those dates? That's the 31st.
I think it must be around September 1st, 30th, 31st,
yes,
and 1st.
31st through September 3rd.
Wow. I am going to be in Malaysia speaking to 2,500 life insurance agents on September 1st, or I would be there myself, because New Orleans is an amazing town.
It is, but Malaysia is pretty amazing as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, and this parade, this is the first time at their convention they're having a parade.
I'm so excited about that. So
I wonder what kind of floats are in an OrganoGold parade.
I know. That'd be crazy.
It'd be very fun. What about any other last-minute tips or suggestions or comments for our listeners and maybe for other OrganoGold people who are going to be in New Orleans?
I would love for them to just go to OG Got Talent and vote for Mahogany.
Okay, OG Got Talent.
Talent.com and vote for Mahogany.
MAHOGANEE, Mahogany.
That's right.
So go there and vote. It's several E's.
Go there and vote for Mahogany.
And I've already voted for. I already voted for you.
Well, you got to vote some more. You know, you can vote up until August 22nd.
Can you vote more than once?
yes, you can.
Oh, well, all righty then.
Yes, you can.
So, people, go to that website, og.talent.com, and vote for Mahogany, MAHOGANEE. And that will really help out a lot, and that look forward to... I guess I won't see you in New Orleans, so I hope they make a recording of your singing.
I'm sure somebody will.
Yeah. Oh, when
somebody
you go
better.
To when, when you go to those conventions, every single thing is recorded, so it
yes,
will be recorded.
True.
I'm looking forward
yeah,
to seeing it on
in
YouTube.
In like 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm looking forward to seeing the live version on OG's
yes.
YouTube station when you're done.
That would be amazing.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Mahogany. I wish you luck in September
thank
in New
you.
Orleans. I know you're going to excite the crowd.
Let
yep.
me just say thank you for having me, because this is a really big deal to me. Just to be affiliated with the Napoleon, you know, Hill Foundation,
yeah.
that
yeah.
is a really big deal. So I appreciate you. You know, putting me in your schedule and having me on your show. Thank you. Thank
well,
you very much.
Well, I love people with talent, and you have an amazing talent. I can't sing worth a darn. I apologize to the people in front of me in church every week for ruining their service. And so someone with an amazing talent, the courage to stand up in front of tens of thousands of people and perform, amazing. I wish you tremendous
well, you
success
speak?
And luck there. Hey?
You speak in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, but not singing. If I started singing, they'd head for the exits very quickly. Very quickly, yes. They asked me not even to hum along in church. So thank you so much today, Mahogany. I appreciate it. Tremendous success and luck in New Orleans. I know you'll do well. You'll knock them alive, as Shane Moran says.
Thank you. Thank you very
Take
much.
Care.
I appreciate that. All right. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Tonight.